All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network and in twitch.tv. You can see that Karen, Lyle, and I have a guest, Ian Brown. We'll get to him in just a second. But, Karen, very exciting times with SailGP this weekend.
Yeah, we had the first San Francisco SailGP on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there was a practice race on Friday, and then they had five races with six nations competing against each other on Saturday and Sunday, and it all boiled down to a match race, and it was Japan and Australia who competed against each other, and basically Australia took it, but it was close.
And that's the thing, too, is I was driving across the Bay Bridge, and I saw these boats going faster than anything I've ever seen. They really have it down to a science how fast they can go.
Well, and science is the right word because they've added all this technology, so they're taking all the statistics from the wind speed, from how fast the rudder goes down. I mean, they call those foils, basically. They're the mm-hmm. little, when you see, it looks like four sticks that are, you know, just the boat is just lifted up and there's these four little sticks mm-hmm. and they're actually pretty massive foils, and they try and get the boat out of the water so that it goes faster, and they're hoping to break the 50-knot speed limit.
That's crazy. All right, let's go to our guest. Ian Brown is with us. He is a junior sailor in his first year of sailing and racing. 16 years old, is that correct?
Actually, I'm 15.
I gave you a year there, Ian.
I've tried everything. Try again? Ian?
Yeah, I'm...
Okay. Yeah, it's a thing. You got to turn it off and on like about five times. It's ready now. Ian, how did you get involved?
Well, my school has a high school sailing team.
What's your school?
Bay. I go to the Bay School of San Francisco.
Okay.
And they have a high school sailing team. And kind of growing up, my family sailed a little bit. And we have a Laser in Cape Cod, which is like a small one-person boat. And so before going to high school, I had sailed that a few times. And I was interested in it, and I liked it, and I enjoyed it. But I had never really raced, and then, you know, going to Bay and seeing that they had a sailing team as an option, I decided that it'd be an interesting thing to pursue, and I did, and I'm really glad that I did because it's really fun and it's really interesting, and I really enjoy it.
How many other schools do you race against? Boat clubs or other high schools?
Yeah, we race against other clubs and other schools. At St. Francis, there's seven high schools, and you know, we all kind of compete as individual teams, but also as one St. Francis team together against other yacht clubs around the Bay Area, as well as around all of California.
So how many guys are in your crew on each race?
In each race? Well, my team has 14 people.
But I mean like on the boat at once?
Two people. There's two people in a boat.
And then one's at the helm and one's doing everything else? Or what do you do?
Yeah, pretty much. There's one person, you know, drives and adjusts the mainsail, and the other person adjusts the headsail.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about this, you know, Stanford. There was this scandal about, you know, you might have heard of Hollywood people trying, and one of them was the sailing team at Stanford. And I'm like, I didn't even know Stanford had a sailing team. So this is something that if you're really good, you could like get a scholarship or do this in college.
Yeah, potentially. I'd love to do it in college.
What is the one mistake? Because you're 16 years old, right? 15 years old. What's the one mistake that the... By the way, you look much older because you're talking. But what is the one mistake that the first-time sailor usually makes?
I mean, people panic when they start, and it's really important to be able to keep calm and be able to assess the situation and make the right decisions.
Tell us a little bit more about this Laser. So that's where you kind of cut your teeth out in the Cape, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a Laser is a small one-person. It's actually an Olympic-class dinghy, and... They're used throughout all different levels of sailing, you know, obviously in the Olympics, but also it's a really great like kind of bay or family boat. And so being able to be exposed to that when I was younger was really cool. And then now actually at St. Francis, I've been sailing Lasers as well at like a much higher level.
Wow.
And I'm trying to get into racing them, but I haven't been able to do that yet.
So when you see a SailGP out there, is this just like a hobby or is that your dream to be a skipper of one of those?
I mean, the people who skipper those boats are very, very talented. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's a big goal, but I think it'd be really cool to be able to sail one of those.
What would be like if you could get into one of those crews, and obviously you'd have to start at the bottom like everybody, what would be that one job? Like, all right, well, we'll let you do this. What would it be?
Possibly the grinder. This is what they've done with the China and Japan teams is that since it's nation against nation, and technically every boat is supposed to only have people who were born and are residents of the nation that they represent. But with China and Japan, they don't have enough of a pool of sailors who have experience with that can go into boats of this level. So what they've done is they've made the grinder role, which is a you know, a real muscular role. You have to train and work out for it.
It sounds like it. Yeah. You know, like grinding.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they're powering the winch, which is which controls the sheet that's connected to the wing, and the wing is what they have for the sail. I mean, we in the recreational boating, it's a sail and it's Dacron or some material, but this is more of a, you know, very high technology type of material, and so that's what the grinders are doing. So they have for Japan and for China, they have three grinders for each of those teams, and then those grinders are having to learn their role. They have to run across the other side of the boat. They have to tag team. I mean, there's no minor part in this team. It's a very, very highly skilled job in all cases.
And I would imagine, Ian, that your parents or someone else is like, you know, you got to be careful if you go on the drink. And I guess that would be the one time when you really don't want to panic. Have you been, you know, are these boats capsize all the time? Have you ever found yourself in a situation like that?
Yeah, for sure. Especially in San Francisco, there's a lot of wind in San Francisco. So, you know, when you get into these sensitive small boats, it's actually pretty easy to overpower yourself and capsize. But it's not that big of a deal. They're not big, and you just you know, swim around and hop on the centerboard and put it back up and keep going.
That's the key, to just think, yeah, it's no big deal. This is sailing. It's what happens.
There's a saying, and they say that the worst thing that happens is you get wet, which isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. So as you go forward now, what are the things that you say, okay, I've got this down and this down. Now I really want to learn this or that. What are those things?
I mean, there's always going to be more to learn about sailing. Like on a race course, it's never, ever going to be the same. And you have to learn to be really adaptable. You have to learn to be able to, you know, sail in any sort of condition and on any sort of course. So, you know, I've been learning about that over the past, you know, year and a half. But it, like, I compared to the skippers in the SailGP, obviously, like, I don't know nearly as much as they do.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to continue to develop those skills.
Do you think that, last question for you, you know, automobile racing is barely 100 years old. Do you ever get out there and think this is something that mankind has been doing for millennia, and it kind of like brings
every day.
You think about that?
Yeah. I mean, like, kind of growing up, I always thought sailboats in movies were really cool, like these massive, tall, like pirate ships. I was always obsessed with those. And so now, you know, I get to be out there and I get to do that myself, which is really, really amazing.
Actually, last question. If you had a yacht right now and you could name it, what do you have a name picked out already?
I have no idea. as silly as it sounds, I feel like every boat has a sort of personality. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to buy my boat and
I
see.
I would agree
what,
with that. Yeah. Yes.
And you'd have to see it first and then see how sassy or how stoic it
is.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
Ian Brown, junior sailor, 15 years old. Thank you so much for coming in, man. It's great to meet you. And seeing the, knock on wood, seeing the Olympics someday.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle, Sail Sport Talk. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.